On from an old Sonny and Cher song. We're stealing that one. 9 years and counting since 9/11. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between the flyover states that I lived in and love so well. You may hail from those spots. You might be up reading a book and listening to America Tonight. Thank you for joining the show. Or maybe you got tired of listening to good old George down the dial, who really owns a massive piece of the audience, talking about aliens and space creatures and all that that entails. And occasionally we do go in that direction here. However, I think the big buzz heading into this week is what didn't happen over the weekend. Because there was so much buildup to the Reverend or the Pastor Terry Jones and what was going to happen in Florida over the burning of the Quran when it didn't happen. It just was a story that kind of petered out. Oh, there was no burning of all those Qurans in Gainesville, Florida. And there was a meeting instead with the Imam in New York and a whole bunch of other people, including a conversation with the Secretary of Defense. So, as a result, the pastor is saying he won't burn the Quran now or ever, because one of the reasons, the main reasons, is that he's convinced it will harm innocent Americans. If he does that, it will incite the faithful who want to see harm come to people in the United States. In a lot of these Muslim countries, particularly in Afghanistan, where now there's been all these protests and burnings and everything else, that the soldiers would especially, and the civilians would come into harm's way because of this little spot on the map in Gainesville, Florida, in a church of 50 people. And then you have, and I think there's more to that story, I think probably what also was revealed to him is all of the death threats that the FBI was picking up and some of the stuff that he himself received, and the fact that he would be putting his family in a dangerous situation, because we know these nuts would think nothing of taking them out. So in the meantime, it was a convenient excuse for Faisal Raouf, the imam behind the Cordoba Initiative, which by now you know as the building, the Islamic Center that's supposed to go up a couple of blocks from Ground Zero. So he's able to take a chunk of that and spin it around and say, hey, listen, I never would have really done this if I thought it was going to be this controversial. I would have never even tried to propose building it on this piece of property. But now if we don't go through with it, and I understand that some people are upset, but if we don't go through with it, then this will be used as propaganda against Americans. This will be dangerous. We'll be putting troops in harm's way. And this is going to prop up the agenda that Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or any extremist would have reasons, more reasons to go after Americans for what's happened here, which is a load of crap. And a great crutch, though, to try to prop himself up on because of what now has happened in the so-called burning of the Qurans that didn't take place. In listening to what was said by the pastor there, it's perfect to use that as the same thing. And this is going to be like the Twinkie defense. You're going to start to hear this more when it's convenient to throw that out. The reasons why something will or wouldn't happen, which, depending on what the issue is, that, ooh, the propaganda, the inciting the Muslim world, the extremist part of the Muslim world, this would be a very bad, bad, bad thing, and it's ridiculous. I mean, listen, did I think it was a brilliant thing to burn the Quran? Did I think it was going to amount to a hill of beans and really lead to anything? No. But I've said this before, the Florida pastor, if he wanted to do it, certainly had the right to do it. Because, listen, if we live by the Constitution, if we live by this, you know, free or die motto. In a land of freedom, people set the flag on fire. It infuriates the snot out of me. I hate it. And I never think it really does much, although it does sometimes get the coverage that is desired. But I think it's ridiculous because there's other ways to protest. And I don't understand burning an American flag for me because I was raised in a historical place and I was all about the flag. I was raised about the flag and freedom in America. And how could you do that? How could you do that to my flag? But okay, I live in a country where there are people that want to do that. So that being said, he doesn't go through with it and won't ever go through with it because he's definitely convinced that this could harm other people by doing this little thing in Florida is going to set off a chain reaction in Afghanistan or someplace else, Iraq or wherever it might, you know, wherever it might be, Pakistan. And he doesn't want to be responsible for that. But I think in the case of the pastor, there was more to it. I think that they definitely scared him into realizing. And I believe this, that, hey, listen, you're on the radar and it would be very easy to come to your church and kill you and go after your family because, you know, they know where you live. It's been all over the internet. You're all over the tube. You're everywhere. And it's pretty easy to look up that address and find you. So I think that was also part of it. I think they really, really scared him, no question about it. Speaking of being scared, coming up, we're going to fill you in on some of the other things that are shaking around this country, including this hurricane season that we're in. We're up to 10 now, do you believe it? There's a tropical storm called Julia that's churning up in the Atlantic. Don't know if that's going to turn into much, but in the meantime, Hurricane Igor is becoming something, but might not hit the eastern part of the United States. Definitely in the Atlantic, and Bermuda is going to feel probably that hurricane. But it's turning out to be a big one. It's a Cat 5, so that's pretty powerful stuff over the Atlantic. That means 150-mile-an-hour winds, but it's not close to land. So does it dissipate as it gets closer, or does the storm become bigger and make a turn somewhere? That's the one good thing about hurricanes and being able to forecast and watch it and see how far out it is in 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever it might be. If people up and down the East Coast listening to me have to worry about what's going to happen, is it going to erode more than erode the beaches? Is it going to lead to rip tides and other problems? And especially for people who live in those areas. And it's crazy how many we've had now and how far inland some of them have actually gone, but nothing to the point of the catastrophe you saw like with Katrina, for example, or even Hurricane Rita, how awful that was. Hang with us, O&E coming up.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Propaganda, but this is BS. Anybody listening to us as we start off with odds and ends, a coffee drinker? How many of you are coffee drinkers? Raise your hand, America. Let's see, we have our special infrared glasses so I can see. It's hands across America, all the way from the east. Look like we're going across. We just skipped over Iowa. Yep, we're over there to the west. See you in Seattle and Los Angeles. Lots of coffee drinkers. So coffee, if you make coffee at home, have you noticed how ridiculously expensive it's gotten? Do you know that coffee futures have soared 44% since June? So like Green Mountain, some of you might drink that, or Dunkin' Donuts. They're passing them on, baby. And cups of coffee, I'm sure, are much higher, not just in Starbucks where they gouge you anyway. But what's happened is, I didn't realize this, there's bad weather in South America. I said South Africa. In South America, and it's killing the crops or threatening them. So Brazil and some of the top exporters are talking about hoarding their stock, and then they've got these stockpiles, so that means higher prices for U.S. coffee companies. And that means higher prices for you and me. And whether we're talking about the Dunkin' Donuts or Folgers or Millstone or whatever it is that you drink out there, community, whatever you get, I mean, you have to notice it. If you're getting any of it, you've seen it really shoot up. And it's probably going to be more, too, when you're doing the single cup thing. So now you get, you know, you get a container of it, and it's almost $10. $10. Wow. I don't know. Maybe some of the shops won't raise it that much. Matt, I know that you occasionally partake in the coffee thing, and how about that? The beans, baby, they're expensive.
I guess so. I guess we should have gotten into the coffee game.
No kidding. That's what I was thinking. We should have had America Tonight coffee by now.
The ATN home brew.
You know what? The smart people do it. Look, Don Imus had tortilla chips. So if Don Imus can have tortilla chips, certainly we can have coffee on this show.
Yeah, we're a little less controversial.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So why not? I'm sure we can move some coffee here. The Starbucks coffee is terrible. I don't get it. I just don't get I get what he's done, Howard Schultz, the guy behind Starbucks, and bravo, because we live in a capitalistic world. Look, you know, and he came from nothing, and look what he's grown up to become. But his coffee is terrible. I hate the Starbucks coffee. Every time I'm stuck and I have absolutely no, I'm held hostage by Starbucks, I always tell the barista, just give me half a cup and just flood it with milk. It is so strong. It's not like I like wimpy coffee, but I'm telling you, that could give me hair on my face. It's that strong. I mean, really, it's that brutal.
The thing I hate is that they are so pretentious about the names of their sizes.
I know.
Just call it a small, medium, and large.
No kidding. And when you go in and somebody goes in and they don't know and they say it, you're right, they get smacked down like they're in the spelling bee in Washington, D.C., and they've been handed the easiest word on the face of the earth, and how could they not spell that word correctly? Absolutely. It is. It's something they must tell. It must be in the handbook. Really, really slam somebody when they don't know how this works in here. So if they don't say the correct terminology, you want to make sure that you go after them. All right, here's another odd one, because I thought we'd have a little fun with this for odds and ends. You know, with the cell phone use, it's so sky high. I mean, everybody has a cell phone at this point. Who doesn't have a cell phone? Drug dealers have the disposable ones. Grandma has the go phone with the big buttons. And then there's a slew of reasons and different types of phones that you carry, whether it's a Droid or whether it's an iPhone or, you know, whatever it might be. But I think there has to be a handbook now with this. I'm not about the rules, really. And you know how I feel about less government intrusion. I'm all about the small government, baby. Let the states do their thing because they muck it up in Washington. But there should be like a handbook of an etiquette to this whole cell phone thing. Because it's gotten worse. It's like, I think people don't realize. I don't know why they have to think they have to scream into a cell phone. And listen, I get that there's times that you want to talk to someone you care about or the hot chick you're trying to pick up or just to make sure that your daughter's volleyball game's over at the right time so you go and pick her up and you don't have to worry about her hanging out in front of the school for fear that some nut will come by or whatever. And so cell phones have great usage, but these stupid, inane conversations that people have loudly in the middle of the grocery store are just so ridiculous these days. I mean, can't people just communicate without the cell phone once in a while? Matt, do you find that? It's crazy. I mean, the conversations are nuts. It's not like, hey, I'm running late, honey. I'm in the grocery store. I'll be home in 10 minutes or whatever. It's these crazy deals. I even see people that will check out. And I feel so bad for the poor grocer boy who's bagging the groceries or the person who's behind the counter where someone's so rude, they're not even having a transaction. They're just on the phone all the way through while they're getting their groceries and almost act like it's a pain that they've been asked to finish the transaction, to hit the button or pay the money because they're in the middle of this important conversation. I don't understand.
I've been in a lot of places, and they have a sign that says no cell phones at the counter or something like that.
Thank God.
Because it's pretty annoying. If I was working and someone just came up and was blabbing on the cell phone and I'm sitting there trying to exchange money with them and get the transaction over, it would be incredibly frustrating not to say something or slap the phone out of their hand.
Oh, yeah, and I see it. I see it constantly. And I don't get that, because then that's for sure the person who has no idea, like, they haven't correctly finished the whatever they're buying. So now they're kind of not sure, okay, well, this is what this is supposed to cost, and that's the very same person, I guarantee, that will go back and complain. they'll go back and say somehow the transaction was done incorrectly. Well, if you just put your cell phone away for a few minutes and then go catch up with the person when you get in the car or whatever, I mean, come on. It's that easy, okay? That's all you have to do is just take a few minutes to be a human being and have 5 seconds of communication with someone else. And like I said, I get the cell phone thing. Listen, trust me, I've got a cell phone. But I'm really conscious now of, I certainly don't do that to people, and I'm even more conscious of it because I can't believe some of the things that I see people doing. And it's very scary, the conversations in the car, the texting, all that. But even what you're just seeing in normal, everyday use and how loud people are, it's how loud they are that's so crazy. I'm just thinking, you know, they think the person on the other end can't hear or something. So you know everybody's business, too. That's the other part of that. It's all right out there because it'll say anything. It's like, oh, really? I just said something I shouldn't have said? I see it all the time. Like people with swearing around kids. Oh, that's bad. You can see the poor mom's face get like fire engine red. All right, this is a follow-up quickly because, boy, this is a big story. The miners that have been trapped for more than a month in Chile, they're getting all kinds of things sent down to them. 33 are there, right? They've gotten a power line so they can install electric lights, and they said they have this shelter underground. They're also getting cigarettes. They're sending down 2 packs a day to be split between the miners who want to smoke. Do you love that? Because that was one of the requests that they made. You know, boy, that's a way to kick the habit. They're down there in the mine, but they're jonesing for cigarettes. And they were giving them actually nicotine patches and gum instead. So now because they've got the ventilation in the mind, they decided it was probably okay for them to have a few cigarettes. But we don't want to give them too many, like a big gold carton, because who knows what they'll do. So we'll give them sparingly the amount of cigarettes we think that it's okay. And thank goodness with this electricity, so they now have a little bit of light where they're trapped. Because once they come out to adjust to the daylight, boy, that'll be like blinding after all those days underneath the Earth's surface, won't it be? Ooh. But hey, hallelujah, that looks like they're all surviving this ordeal. 1 month, crazy. We're talking a little rock and roll secrets next on America Tonight.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy 3, get 1 free. Buy 3 packages of Life Change Tea and get 1 package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy 3, get 1 free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy 3, get 1 free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously.
quickly to attract immediate help.
Having the ISA sign gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
All right, so you're going to love this next guest on America Tonight, right? Mark Bego is a best-selling author of Top Performers in the Rock and Roll Business and Show Business. How fun is that? I mean, he's probably got so many stories about everybody. He's like the opposite of Jackie Collins. He has the real scoop, you know. So he's obviously hung around some pretty interesting people. And as I said, he's been behind the scenes and released a couple of books in bookstores in 2009, like 4 books. And, you know, who knows? He's got an incredible amount. I think at the last count, I asked somebody to count them up for me when we were doing some research on this. And published-wise, I believe 55 is the number. Mark, thanks for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So
my pleasure.
If you go, like, to the bookstore in L.A., do they have, like, a whole section dedicated to you?
Well, some stores do. I like it that way.
I love that. So you do. You have tons of stories about all kinds of people, legendary stars in rock and roll. And I know this is a crazy question.
Yes.
But if you had to pick out your favorite of people, who would you, like, as far as rock and roll people, give me, like, your top three.
Like the people that I've done, had dealings with?
Yes.
I admire in general?
No, the people you've had dealings with.
Oh, Aretha Franklin. Really, really a fascinating character. And Madonna, loved Madonna, loved meeting Madonna. She's from my hometown of Pontiac, Michigan. And Mary Wilson of the Supremes is absolutely the best. She is wonderful, so much fun. I met her when I was 23 years old, and we've been best buddies ever since.
Yeah, and you just had a big big book party, and everybody came out of the woodwork, and I guess she was there, too. As you said, you've been best buddies for a long time, right?
She was the hostess of the party at Nick's Martini Lounge, and did we have some martinis and fun?
So Mary has a lot of stories, too, and she's not, you know, the question that always comes up about her, which you know, is, oh, did she get burned by Diana Ross? Did she get burned by the situation with the Supremes? What would Mary say when she keeps getting that kind of, you know, people keep asking those kind of questions?
Well, in a way, she's more gracious than I am in my new book, Paperback Writer. I come out and call Diana Ross a bitch. She really, really was taken advantage of. I mean, that group, everyone is in love with the Supremes. They're such a beloved group and so many wonderful hits. And to watch her group taken over by Diana Ross, you know, there's no way it couldn't hurt. And she wrote about it in a couple of her books, Dream Girl, My Life is a Supreme, and Supreme Faith. And I helped her with both of those, though she had other writers working on it, too. But I was one of the collaborators. And she told a lot of stories about Diana. I also did a book with Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas, and she was competition at Motown with Diana Ross as well. So she told me some tall tales about Miss Ross.
What do you think it is? Is it like when we talk about politicians' ego and power corrupts, or, hey, you know, if you slice off these people, you're going to make that much more money, and we're the star makers, and we think you're the person that we want to make into the star. Is that what happens?
It really does. You know, it's like when you watch Behind the Music on VH1, and it's like, okay, we have a group, we try to be famous, we become famous, then we have a drug problem, then we hate each other, then we aren't speaking to this one, then this one takes over the group, and it's kind of like you could take any group and just, like, change the use those circumstances and change the names.
Yeah, no kidding. Paperback Writer. In this one, because you've written so many books, what did you focus on in this time around?
Well, this time around, I got to tell some of my stories. Usually, I write biographies or help the celebrities write their autobiographies. Now, along the way, I've had all kinds of interesting stories about dealing with them. So I was able to put things in this book that I haven't been able to print in the other ones. I used to be roommates with a couple of the Village people. I used to have to chase stars down. I was run over. My hand was run over at Cher's roller disco party and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I've toured around the world, actually, thanks many times to Mary Wilson. I've gone as her road manager, stage manager, confidant. A couple years ago, in 2008, we went to a really incredible event in Europe. She called me one day and she said, I've got a ticket to Monaco. Would you like to accompany me to the Red Cross ball? I said, yeah, I'll be there. I will definitely be there.
Yeah, no kidding.
So I've had a chance to do some really interesting things, and it's been a roller coaster, I have to say. You know, there's a lot of glamorous things, and then there's a downside to show business as well, and which I consider the writing business part of show business as well. So I tell some of the misfortunes, too, some of the crazy things. Like some years it's just wonderful and I've got hit books, and then other years it's really a different kind of circumstance and I'm kind of scrambling for projects. But somehow I've come up with over 55 books, so I must be doing something right.
Yeah, no kidding. You said something about Cher's disco party and getting run over, what somebody with roller skates ran over you. Is that right?
What happened was, this was in 1979, and she had the hit Take Me Home, which was her big disco hit. So her record company, Casablanca Records, came up with this idea. Let's have a big roller disco party for Cher. So I went to the roller disco party, and someone had a few too many cocktails, let's say, and was skating behind me on the floor and started to lose their balance and grab my shoulders to balance themselves, thus knocking me down on the floor. When you fall on roller skates, you instinctively put your hands down behind you so you don't break your spine, and someone roller skated over my right forefinger. I looked down, and it was like twice the size that it should be, and I thought, oh, this is really going to hurt tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding.
So then 2 days later, I was set to interview Cher at the Cherry Netherland Hotel, and I showed up with a splint on my hand, and she was just really consoling and sympathetic towards me, and very nice, very nice. Cher is wonderful. Anyone who's wondered what it's like to sit on the sofa next to Cher and talk about her colorful life. She's fabulous.
What do you think in the 55 books, and including the new one where you talk about a lot of your own experiences and paperback writer, what do you think people would be most surprised to learn, other than, I guess, some people who weren't aware of the stories about Diana Ross? What would people be most surprised to learn about rock and roll artists?
Well, some people are really gracious and down-to-earth and fun to be with, and other people in rock and roll are very into themselves. I interviewed Madonna right before Like a Virgin came out, and she was quite stuck on herself at that point. She really had a clear vision of where her career should go and really thought she deserved everything. And I have to say, she's done a wonderful job with her career of maintaining it, but she's not exactly fun to hang out with. It's all about her. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
Yeah, somehow that's not surprising to me either.
I'm sure that comes as no surprise.
Okay, you said this, you've done a lot of books, 55 titles, and one of the people that you wrote about, that you chronicled his life, really, is Billy Joel. What's the scoop on Billy Joel, these beautiful women? He goes through all these different women. He seems like a tortured soul. Is he a tortured guy?
He is not a happy camper. He is just not happy. I mean, how could you be married to Christie Brinkley and still not find happiness? I mean,
that's
there's something
right.
wrong here. I've said to a lot of people who ask me advice about Billy Joel, I said, if he's driving, don't get in the car. He's had all these famous accidents, drinking problems, has an incredible body of music, an amazing career, and yet somehow he is not happy with it all.
Yeah,
you know, people think that money and fame buys happiness. He's kind of living proof that it doesn't necessarily.
Yeah, no kidding. The rock and roll stars of today, are they more accessible than the ones that you started out with, you know, the 70s and the parties? And do they have more layers of people, more entourages?
Well, they do for a while. You know, the careers that used to be have lasted so long. There's so many groups that are, you know, classic groups that are getting back together and touring. You have, you know, we've seen reunions of Cream and all these other people. And I think today's stars, their fame is so fleeting. And they do have entourages, and they are accessible to a large degree, but they're really kind of big celebrities for like a year or two. It doesn't really last as long as it used to. You don't have careers like the Beatles or, you know, Elvis Presley's that went on for three decades. And it's kind of sad because it's kind of more flash in the pan. I think that Madonna is someone who's really kind of, you know, taken it to a large degree and really made it last. And I think that Lady Gaga has that potential. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Another person I did a book with is Mickey Dolenz, The Monkees. I always loved The Monkees when I was mm-hmm. growing up. And mm-hmm. he's still doing things. He's just put out a new album of Carole King songs. And he appears on Broadway every once in a while. He was in Elton John's Aida on Broadway. So a lot of the stars from the 70s and 60s and even the 80s have more, I think, endurance and more of a classic show business career than a lot of the stars of today.
Yeah, you know, talk about flash in the pan. You know, we're such a celebrity-crazed country now. What do you think, as somebody who's written and followed celebrities and of all kinds, what do you think of, like, the TMZs and the paparazzi? Do you think they're too intrusive, or do you think, hey, that's what the public wants?
Well, it's kind of crazy. There's a restaurant out here called the Ivy. You always see, like, you know, TMZ mm-hmm. stationed outside the Ivy. And, you know, but it's, I think celebrities know, it's like, oh, I want everyone to see what I'm wearing or what I'm doing or who I'm with. Let's go to the Ivy. Let's book a table at the Ivy. You know, so it kind of makes it easy. I mean, nowadays, with all the reality shows and what have you, the Kardashians and the Jersey Shore kids and what have you, it's like, what are these people going to be doing in 10 years? Are we going to care 10 years from now?
Yes.
The world of celebrity goes so far beyond having some artistic talent to everyone just wants to see you, you know, fighting with your roommates at home. Like, I was watching the Jersey Shore tonight, and I went, oh, my God.
I know. It's ridiculous. Mark Vego, it's been great. Paperback writer, pick it up. We'll be back with more on ATN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com. Or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal Silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Super Male Plex and Female Plex, Memory Power, Colon Enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit HerbalHealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, Resveratrol, Colloidal Minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, HerbalHealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
As much as we all are about rallying the troops and jumping on the soapbox, you know that we like to lighten the load with some sports shorts, because I hope that, you know, for all the blood that has been spilled in the name of freedom, I hope you enjoy something of your freedoms, whatever it is. If you like to catch a few ball games, if you like to do something else, as much as you can be hot on the trail of whatever it is that we're just really fired up about, I get it, trust me. But you have to have a way to unwind so that you're not wound so tightly that that's when crazy things happen. Like the Kentucky thing was awful that Mark mentioned, where a guy kills his wife and family because he didn't like the way his breakfast was cooked. He had cold eggs, so he decided he was going to just kill everyone with a gun, which Mark's right, then that brings out all the people that are anti-gun to say, see, that wouldn't happen. No, the guy was wound too tight. He was a nut to begin with. And that was it. That's the moment that he popped. All right, speaking of popping, a few bubbles were burst, I think, when the Cowboys went to Washington to take on the Redskins. If you don't know what happened in that game, take a listen.
Bobo back to pass. Gonna get a hit. Pitches it off to Tashard Choice. And that's going to be a fumble on the play. And one of the Redskins picks it up.
and Steven Joe Hall, and he's going to have a house for a touchdown. How about that? Cowboys gambled and it blew up on him.
This is it. Final play of the game. 3 seconds on the clock. Redskins up by six.
And if you don't put two people in Austin, you're crazy.
Romo has three receivers to the left, one to the right. He's got Barber in the backfield. Final play of the game. Back to pass. Steps up. He's going to get hit. Flag on the play. Open. Roy Williams. It's a touchdown, but a flag on the play.
A flag on the play.
Holding.
Game's over.
Redskins win. They beat the Cowboys on opening night. Final score, 13-7.
Woo! All right, Wu is right if you were a Redskins fan. How about that? Holding on Alex Barron from the O-line, what a big blunder, the biggest blunder possible. Turns out Alex Barron, who's filling in for an injured Cowboy player, is the most penalized player in the NFL, or has been for the past 5 years. So the Cowboys, for all the hype and the press about holding the Super Bowl in February, and this is the beginning of the wild run, and look at how many weapons Tony Romo has. Boy, they had some huge blunders. And Matt Johnson was kind enough to loop all those blunders together so you could listen to them. So the final score, as you heard, the Skins beat the Cowboys 13-7. It's a whole new day. Mike Shanahan's the coach of the Redskins. Donovan McNabb, stupidly, I think the Eagles get rid of McNabb. And two, why I say it's stupid, because they get rid of him to a division foe. And we'll see if that doesn't bite Philadelphia in the rear end. They lost their opener anyway. But this was a crazy Sunday night game, and Washington won without ever scoring an offensive touchdown. McNabb had 171 yards passing. He hit 15 of 24 attempts. He didn't even have a completion longer than 24 yards, but the Redskins were better than the Cowboys because the Cowboys made one too many blunders, and they had a horrible season last year, the Redskins. So this was a very big win for them. If you're listening to me, why do so many of you care about this game? Because it was our game of the week, our nail the score game. And what's funny is there were people that picked Washington, like Dr. Ian Kentucky said Washington 17-14. Also, we had Trey in Kentucky who liked the Skins 21-17, but, and there was Rick in Illinois who thinks he has a crystal ball, and the Skins he picked 23-17, but nobody picked 13-7. Oh, if someone had picked 13-7, they would have been able to nail the score. But see, that's how it goes. You pick the game and you come kind of close maybe, but you don't nail it on the head, and you have to nail it on the head. So maybe next time around, somebody is able to nail the score, because this is just week one of the NFL, and it was a crazy week. I thought the best game that I saw earlier in the day, it was the Houston Texans beating the Indianapolis Colts, because here we go again, Peyton Manning's the man, and they look tough, and I know I even said that on the air, and they do, and this is just, I mean, they do on paper, and this is just one game. But, boy, the Texans looked really good. And it was in Houston, and what a way for them to open their season. And Matt Schaub, the quarterback, just did a terrific, terrific job. And it had to be frustrating for Peyton Manning, but exciting for the Houston Texans. I know you were watching football, definitely, Matt, today. And it was an interesting start to the season. In the books, some kind of crazy games, and then a few blowout games. Philadelphia, I mentioned, they lost. They were predicted to lose by almost everyone, though. Green Bay wins 27-20, but if you just saw the score, you wouldn't know that really Green Bay was blowing the doors off of Philadelphia earlier in that game.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, for everyone talking him up and him being the number one fantasy quarterback, he looked pretty shaky.
I thought so, too.
He threw a couple interceptions that, I mean, there was one where he threw about 50 yards down the middle of the field and no receivers in sight, and Philadelphia picked off the ball. But I got a question for you. What do you think about the new Michael Vick? He was looking pretty sleek and fast.
I thought so, too. And what was interesting is I was listening to what the commentators were saying about Vic and talking about that, oh, no, Andy Reid, Kolb is his guy, Kevin Kolb is the guy, and he'll be the one. And, yes, but look at you got Vic, and Vic is so solid, and he's that solid backup guy. And I thought, you're kidding me, right? Because I think Vic outclassed him and scrambled and, you know, it just looked really good, like you said. And I think Philadelphia could end up going to him if Kolb isn't the guy. They've got Michael Vick. I mean, that's for certain. I think he could end up being the quarterback of this team within a few weeks.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
He
did. The only criticism I can say about him is at the end of the game, he totally could have ran that ball in the end zone.
And he
pulled up and threw, and he definitely could have scored a touchdown. But he looked pretty good. He was very elusive. He was outrunning people. He made a couple good throws. So, I don't know. Maybe it started the Michael Vick era in Philly.
Yeah, no kidding. And then Monday night, we got a couple of good games. You have Baltimore and the Jets. I'm curious to see what's going to happen there. And San Diego and KC is the later game, too. Neither one of those, obviously, the game of the week, because I just announced that nobody nailed the score. And that game was the Redskins over the Cowboys, 13-7. But there were some other interesting finishes. Chicago beating Detroit 19-14. Miami beat Buffalo 15-10. For all the conversation about Cincinnati and T.O. and Ocho Cinco, New England, who re-signed to a giant extension or gave him a giant extension, not so much a re-signing, Tom Brady, New England was all over Cincinnati. 38-24 was the final score there. And the opening of a new era in New York. In a coin flip, the Giants got to host the first game. So the Giants kill Carolina 31-18. And, you know, this is week one in the NFL, and there's a lot of feeling out that has to happen. And, you know, the preseason doesn't necessarily tell you that much other than for your 2 and 3 line players. But you could see that there were some raw nerves and some rusty things that were happening in games. It starts to iron itself out a couple of games into the season, I think. But, ooh, I am so glad that we have football back again. All right, the U.S. Open, Kim Clijsters was the woman. She had an easy time of it. Here's what she had to say after winning back-to-back U.S. Opens.
Last year, it was, it was a different kind of attention. You know, people were still curious to see how I was playing. And obviously now, you know, people knew that obviously with my history here, that I was maybe one of the contenders. You know, I wasn't playing my best tennis, you know, when I wanted to in the beginning, but I was able to lift my game in the last two matches when I needed it to. So that's obviously what I'm probably the most pleased about over these last, 14 days.
All right, it was an easy road for her, too, to win that. She beats Vera Zvonareva and had just a coast to that lifting of the trophy in the end. So it was back-to-back for Kim Clijsters, who's married to an American and lives in the New Jersey area, and people really love her. Now for the final, it's for the men, it was rained out. Rafa Nadal and Djokovic will play on Monday, 3 o'clock Eastern, because they weren't able to get that off. The rain blew it away, which means all those people with tickets didn't get to actually see any action. Ooh, that's got to hurt on the pocketbook.